Public Health Ontario reported 573 new COVID cases today. The latest updates noted 621 recoveries and 10 deaths that have occurred in the last month. One death previously reported has now been removed from the cumulative total. The October 8 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data: 4,517 active, lab-confirmed cases, down from 4,575 yesterday. 271 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. There are 129 COVID-positive patients in the ICU plus another 25 patients no longer testing positive for COVID-19. There are 80 COVID-positive patients on ventilators and another 17 patients on ventilators no longer testing positive for COVID. 10,684,356 Ontarians, about 72% of the total population, have been fully vaccinated, and another 636,056, 4% of Ontario population, have a single dose of COVID vaccine. 87% of eligible Ontarians have at least one dose of vaccine. Included in today's report are 300 unvaccinated cases, 33 partially vaccinated cases, 192 fully vaccinated cases, and 48 cases where the vaccination status is unknown, missing health card data. There are 73 unvaccinated, 11 partially vaccinated, and 15 fully vaccinated COVID-19 patients in intensive care units. There are 107 unvaccinated, 13 partially vaccinated, and 43 fully vaccinated cases hospitalized but not in the ICU. The 7-day average incidence rate by vaccination status is 8.6 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 3.8 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 1.6 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. The province reported 37,118 tests were processed yesterday, resulting in a 1.8% positivity rate. Of the new cases reported today, 104 are from Toronto, 80 are from Peel, 21 are from Simcoe Muskoka, and 41 are from York Region. Today's new cases include 102 individuals under 12 years old, 54 youth between 12 and 19 years old, 173 people between 20 and 39 years old, 139 people between 40 and 59 years old, 92 people between 60 and 79 years old, and 11 people over 79 years old. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 590,677 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 576,374 recoveries and 9,786 deaths. Since the start of the pandemic, 30,086 people have been hospitalized with COVID and 5,878 of them were in intensive care units. The cumulative average incidence rate in the province is 4,008.9 cases per 100,000 people in Ontario. Ontario's average weekly incidence rate last week was 26.8 cases per 100,000 people, which is down by 5.3% compared to the week of September 22-28. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here. Northern Ontario. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data is: Algoma Public Health, 477 cases, weekly rate of 5.1 cases per 100,000 people. There are 9 known active cases, and 1 active case in a non-Algoma resident who is temporarily in the region. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit, 777 cases, weekly rate of 17.8 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 779 cases. There are 29 known active cases. Porcupine Health Unit, 2,209 cases, weekly rate of 3.5 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 2,211 cases. There is 1 known active case. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, 2,459 cases, weekly rate of 14.1 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 2,490 cases. There are 62 known active cases. Timiskaming Health Unit, 230 cases, weekly rate of 11.8 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 233 cases. There are 11 known active cases. Northwestern Health Unit, 1,184 cases, weekly rate of 25.9 cases per 100,000 people. There are 15 known active cases. Thunder Bay District Health Unit, 3,395 cases, weekly rate of 1.9 cases per 100,000 people. There is one known active case. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.